from listener to the adventures of Lord Dinby Witherspoon, Duke of Space. From a long line of brave and well-bred noblemen, Lord Dinby ventures forth on his rocket ship, the Wanderer, in search of high adventure, low cunning, and for queen and country. Joined by his able companions, Huxley, Calculo, and Simpson, the Duke of Space faces adventure and danger at every turn. When last we left Lord Dinby, he and Huxley had been carried off by strange alien beasts in the snowy heights of the mountains of Zand. Reporter Doris Street and the steam-powered companion Calculo were left on their own in the camp.
We've got to find them, Calculo.
Yes, miss. But first, let me have a good look at this truck. I will use my electrophoto glass to take a closer look.
My goodness, that thing just popped right out of your head. Amazing how it fits right over your eyes like binoculars. What do you see, Calculo?
I see little white hairs, Mr. Street. And from my mathematical calculations, I can tell that the creatures walk on two legs and are rather tall. Overall, I think we are dealing with some breed of abominable snowman, Mr. Street.
A yeti? Like those in Earth's Himalayas? No.
Yes, I'm afraid so. We should arm ourselves to go after Lord Dinby and Huxley.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll go grab the pistol lasers from the luggage.
As Doris goes to get the handheld laser guns, Lord Dinby and Huxley awaken inside of a dark, icy cave.
Oh, my head. Dear me. By Jove, I'm upside down. Huxley, wake up.
What? Oh, my head, excuse me, sir, but could you tell me what are we doing upside down, sir?
I couldn't say, Huxley, but it seems that our boots are frozen into the ceiling there. It'll just take a shot with my... Well, blast, it looks as if my bally pistol laser has gone missing.
Never fear, sir. I've got mine right here. Still yourself, we may have a bit of a fall.
Yes, well, good thing there's snow all over the ground here. Ready when you are, Huxley.
Oh, my. Say. Well, none the worse for wear, I think. Let's just brush ourselves off here.
Indeed. Wait, what's that noise?
What? Oh, that noise. Look, sir, coming out of that dark hole. It's some kind of polar bear.
That's no polar bear, Huxley. That's an abominable snowman.
Get back behind me, sir. I'll have at it with this pistol. If it should slay me, you grab the weapon and finish it off.
Well said, Huxley.
Look, here it comes. Quickly, into that corner.
As the great white beast lumbers forward, its claws gleaming sharply in the morning light, Huxley shields his master with his own body, his pistol stretched out to fend off the wild creature. We will see what happens to them after this news report.
This is the news of the Empire. American millionaire Charles Hufferton has reportedly started building a huge structure on the recently purchased Teapot Ranch. He has been meeting with several scientists from major universities as well. Rumours suggest that Hufferton is constructing a huge science facility, but he claims it's merely a storehouse for many of his odd collectibles he has gathered from his travels across the globe. More news after a word from our sponsor.
Hey there, fellas. Matilda O'Hara here. I play Doris Street on Lord Dinby Witherspoon, Duke of Space. When I'm working with these English chaps, it's hard to keep their mind on their work if I'm wearing an overpowering scent. So I wear Lady Cavalier's Simple Secret Perfume. It's subtle, and it doesn't distract the fellas. So gents, buy your wife Lady Cavalier's Simple Secret. She'll smell great, and you won't have to worry about that other guy.
In other news, work halted yesterday on the Great Transatlantic Tube. Diggers on the British side said that they had encountered a strange concrete formation that they will have to investigate before they can continue. The famed tube was begun in both New York City and off the shore of St. Levan at the same time, and will provide fast, safe travel between the two great nations. This has been the news of the Empire. Now back to our show.
We return to Doris and Calculo as they attempt to follow the tracks through the snow, but a fresh layer has fallen, obscuring the tracks. So they have turned to Simpson, who is aboard the Wanderer, for help.
I'm doing my very best to get their location now, Calculo. Could you boost your signal a bit?
Yes, one moment, Simpson. I have to shut down some of my functions to give more power to the signal. There, I've turned off my legs. You should be getting a better signal now.
Yes, far better. Very good, Calculo. Here, let's have a look now. Yes, I see it. Yes, you need to go 100 yards north, then turn due west and go 30 yards. You'll see a cave mouth to your right. I'm picking up Lord Dinby there.
Thank you, Simpson.
But Calculo, you should hurry. I'm seeing other life forms there as well, and they appear rather large.
Right. I've turned the signal off, so I can turn my legs back on again. Now, let's hurry, Lord Dinby. Maybe in grave danger.
Okay, quickly then. You lead the way.
The two run through the snow north. Then, turning left, they head west until they see the cave opening, just as Simpson described.
Quick, get your pistol laser, Calculo. We may need it. Did you hear that? Let's go!
The two companions rush through the cave entrance to find a large, hairy creature backing Lord Dinby and Huxley into a corner. Calculo fires quickly, and Doris right after him.
Take that, you hairy creature.
By all the saints, look.
Yes, well, very good. Now fire, Huxley.
Ah, yes, right, sir. Here's one for you, you abominable snowman.
An admirable shot, Huxley. Look at the beastie go down. Very good, everyone.
Looks like we saved your hide there.
Indeed it does, Miss Street. It seems that having you around can be rather handy. Let's get back to the camp and continue on our way. My goodness, there in the snow, my pistol laser. Good to have that back.
With Lord Dinby and Huxley safe, the party returns to their camp and continues along the path that they set. Soon they come upon a large, dark opening in a slowly rising dome of ice.
Well, looks like a steep drop down, sir. We'll have to rappel with ropes.
Jolly good, Huxley. Nothing like a bit of an adventure, eh?
What about the mules?
Well, we'll take what we need and come back for them when it's all over. Come on now, Calculo. Fix those spikes properly. Yes, the rope is set. Very good. Now down we go.
So the four companions slide down long ropes, down 100 feet into darkness. When they get to the bottom, they each light their portable torches and look around.
Blimey, sir. I think that's it.
Yes, by gum, I think you're right, Huxley. Look at it. It's magnificent.
I've never seen a palace so big. How did it get down here, under that dome of ice?
From what I can see of the rock formation, sir, it looks like an earthquake may have caused this section of the land to sink several hundred years ago. The ice dome may be a natural formation that came from the constant blowing of the wind, snow, and ice over the ages.
Let's have a look inside, shall we? Pistol lasers at the ready, everyone. That palace might be full of more of those brutes.
Look at the doors. They are magnificent.
I can safely say that I have never seen doors this large, even on the Vatican space station.
It does show the pride of the godless heathen, Calculo. You know that I'm no papist, but surely there's a level of respect and decorum that even the left footers acknowledge. These doors show a clear lock of both.
Well, now that we're inside, I think that... Hey, what was that?
I saw it too. Something moved.
Pistols at the ready.
Sir, it appears there are people living here. I can see them quite clearly. They are cowering in the shadows.
Really? Well, we can't have that. You there. Yes, you in the darkness. Come out. It's all right. We're not here to hurt you. Come on, that's a good lad. Tell me, young man, you must be descended from a great Maharaja to be living here. You people were trapped here when the palace fell in, eh? Stuck here for centuries, no doubt.
Oh, no, sir. Our people fled from the Maharaja's terrible rule in the city. We found this place abandoned 10 years ago and have been living safely and in peace here.
Ah, I see. Common folk, then, I take it.
Yes, sir. Simple people.
Well, Huxley, please get rid of them.
Sir?
Well, we can't really have common folk running around the home of nobility, can we?
Well, sir, I mean, this is their home.
Oh, I see. Well, please, Huxley, illuminate me. Is this not a palace?
Indeed, sir.
And on this planet, who lives in a palace?
Until recently, the Maharaja, sir.
Quite right, Huxley. And could you show me which of these unwashed and ragged trampabouts is the Maharaja?
None of them are, sir.
Indeed, Huxley. You really are quite the logician sometimes. So, if none of them are the Maharaja, and this is a palace, what do you think the Maharaja's guards would do if their palace was suddenly overrun with, well, this?
I suppose they would run them off, sir?
Yes, they would. Very good. Now run them off, Huxley.
Yes, sir. You there. Get out. Yes, that's right. Shoo. Go on. Get scamps. And, well, they don't seem to want to leave, sir.
Well, then, we'll show them what's good for them. Everyone fire.
Yes, sir.
But, sir...
Got one. Oh, that was a good shot, Calculo. Right in there. Ha ha. What fun. Well, there they go. That's how you do that, Huxley.
Yes, sir.
Good. Calculo, tell Simpson to break up that dome as well with old Charlie. We'll need to bring the dropship in if we're to carry whatever we find.
And so Simpson fires the large guns which recently destroyed the Maharaja's palace. Only this time, their super-hot lasers melt the ice above, bringing sunlight into the palace of farther north. Several hours later, Lord Dinby and Huxley are sitting in the ship's library enjoying a stiff whiskey in celebration.
Well, Huxley, that's a day's work well done. I do say, though, you'll have to learn to be made of sterner stuff in future.
I dare say so myself, my lord.
Excuse me, sir.
Ah, Simpson, what news?
The final shipment has returned from the palace, sir. All of the tapestries, paintings, vases, gold, silver, and ornamentation have been retrieved and are currently being packed for delivery to the Royal Museum.
Very good, Simpson. Very good. Well... that's that, then.
Very good, sir. Where shall we be headed after the museum?
I'm not sure yet, Simpson, old man, though I have been reading about this lost treasure on Vergara 7, some kind of mummy's tomb.
Ah, yes, the mummy of Ra'al Toth.
You've heard of it?
I'm very familiar with the story, sir. I'll gladly tell you all I know when we are underway. Ah, and here is Miss Street. If there's nothing else...
Good evening, Simpson. Miss Street, what do you have to report?
I've just filed my story with the Galactic Reporter. I can tell you, this cell of Phaeton for more.
Well, then that's what they will get. Calculo.
Yes, sir?
Set up Miss Street's room for permanent residence. She'll be joining our merry little band for the foreseeable future.
Very good, sir.
And with that, the companions sail off through the stars. Another adventure complete. Tune in next week for the further adventures of Lord Dinby Witherspoon, Duke of Space.
The Adventures of Lord Dinby Witherspoon has been reconstructed using the voice talents of Matthew Curtis, Finn Kilgore, Megan Scrivener, Jeff Mikato, Steve Rampici, and Zoe Benincanduto. Music has been restored by Father David Swantek. The reconstruction of the show has been penned and produced by JWG Wise. Please visit us at dukeofspace.com. And if you'd like to email us, you can do so at dinby@dukeofspace.com.